This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Wits. Hear it, feel it, live it.
9 minutes after 10, right here on VFM 88.1. We're getting into Mythbusters, one of my personal favorite features, I have to say. I get so excited every time we get into this one. Yeah. I love this one. I think, you know, there's another one that I was hoping we will do, and I know that we are going to do something borrowed, something blue, something. You know
right,
that one?
Right,
I'd love
right.
to do that one. I want to find out more about that one as well, but let's come back to today, shall we? Let's bring it back to today. It's okay. We also have Marketplace coming through on the other side of 10:30, and we're speaking all things sports therapist. And if you've ever wondered what a sports therapist working hours look like, stay tuned right here on VFM 88.1. Let's get into your Mythbusters, shall we? Now, the human body has millions of hair follicles and small sacs lining the skin as well. I was quite shocked to find out that 15% of your body's skin.
Uh-huh.
15% of your body is skin. Now, the follicles generate hair and color or pigment cells that contain melanin. And over time, hair follicles lose pigment cells and resulting in white hair color, which there's a voice note we got this morning. And I'd love to play it, Kolani.
All right, let's go.
Because it almost sounds like what we are saying is a lie, and I need someone to back it up. You know when you have backup?
Yeah.
Yes.
We need a backup plan. Yeah, on Mythbusters.
Yes.
Good morning, area code. This is Mama Waboles. So the one myth that I know regarding grey hair is that apparently people with grey hair, or if you get grey hair whilst you're still young, that means you're going to have lots of money. Thing is, I got my grey hair when I was 20, and I still do not have lots of money. But here, it's a malbulali, right? Maybe I'm still going to have lots of money. I don't know. So, but that's the one myth I used to hear them say a lot when I was growing up. Oh, you got grey hair very early. That means you're going to have lots of money. Still waiting.
Still waiting.
Look. I've had grey hair when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have...
What were they saying to you when you were growing up?
I'm going to be wealthy.
So same thing applies.
I'm still waiting.
You know what? Let's solve this problem. On the line, we're joined by Elma Dudas, who is a
trichologist.
Yes. And she's being instrumental in developing and making of ethical hair care products. Elma, thank you so much for joining us this morning as we try to navigate and tackle this Mythbuster, which is obviously the hair color that changes and people make of it, saying that you are going to be wealthy at a very young age if you have gray hair. We've seen it, we've heard it. Even the voice note has come through and backed it up now. Now, we've seen young people as well, mostly in their teenage years with gray hair, and I'll make Kolani as an exhibit as well. Is this a medical or heredity problem?
Good morning. I am just so honored to be in your conversation this morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It has happened lately that people do get gray at a younger age, more so than earlier in life. I just want to start by saying that the gray hair, the medical term for it is called Kennedy's. And when it is happening with young people, we call it Kennedy's prematura. And with older people, then it's called Kennedy's senilis. So it does happen where the cause of the hair turning gray is because the root, which is called the papilla, for some reason fails to deposit pigment in the growing cells. And then the hair, the pigment stays white and it doesn't produce any color. So I'm happy to hear that you both are graying. They're going grey there in the studio.
I'm already grey, and this conversation is even making me more grey.
I didn't want us to dumb it down. You know, of course, you use some of your jargon there. I just want us to dumb it down a bit in terms of what causes grey hair in teenage years. You use a lot of big words, and I think I want to be on the same page with you.
Yes, yes. Look, when you're young and it turns grey, then it can be an inherited trait.
Mm.
It can be that. If your parents went grey early, then you can go grey early. But if you know your parents didn't turn grey that early, then there are reasons why it happens. And one of the reasons can be, it can be the genetic predisposition, or it can be nutritional factors, it can be hormonal factors, it can be because of serious illnesses and sometimes even shock that brings it on. So those are the reasons that the hair goes grey at an earlier age than you know when your parents have gone grey maybe.
Oh, all right. No, that's quite interesting. You mentioned shock, right?
Yes.
And I'm also thinking, you know, too many young people are stressed. You know, we carry a whole lot of stress. And I'm thinking.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you mentioned the stress.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, could that also, you know, cause us to actually have gray hair, the amount of pressure and stress that we have?
Yes. That is a topic that we can talk on for the whole day.
Mm.
Stress will not only make your hair go grey, it will only cause other havoc within the body, like maybe you would start losing hair as well and so on. But what stress does, it uses up your vitamin B.
Mm-hmm.
So when it uses up your vitamin B, also because of the amount of stress, people that study and young people, there are various stresses that occur sometimes. And then the stress takes up the vitamin B in the body. So a good thing would be to go on a good course of your B vitamins, then.
Is it possible, because I'm thinking here, you're young and you're going through all the stress, is it possible that if you change your diet, can you actually reverse gray hair, you know, just out of curiosity?
Yes, look, as long as your diet has got proteins in it, will be good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a vegetarian, then also have, like, see that you have enough proteins within your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I say, the other thing is your vitamin B. Go on a good a vitamin B with all the B vitamins in, like B6, B12, and so on.
No, we are trying to discuss and get a solution to this myth around people being rich when it comes to gray hairs. What are some of the myths that you know of as well when it comes to gray hairs? And how do
you
keep
that? Yes, that is one of them. That is one of the myths that I know of. Luckily, I didn't turn gray at an early age.
Uh-huh.
But I will rather say better gray than no hair. Because some people go bald because of stress, you know, and there's other conditions that people develop because of stress. So, the one myth that I've heard about is that gray hair is coarser than once you gray, the hair goes coarser and people cannot manage it and so on. It's not going coarse. It's just that there is a oil gland also, and as we grow older,
mm-hmm.
the papilla at the bottom doesn't want to produce pigment anymore. That is why it's natural for an old person to go gray. And then there's also an oil gland, and that oil gland secretes sebum, which is a natural oil. Now, as we grow older, it doesn't want to secrete as much oil anymore, so the hair becomes drier. Then people say, oh, my hair is so coarse now that it started to go gray. Now, it's just because there isn't enough oil that gets secreted. And then the other thing people also say, I've turned grey overnight. Mm-hmm. You cannot turn grey overnight. You know, it's a long process.
True.
So that is, yeah. Or they say after my stress or after I have had the big operation, my mm-hmm. head, and if people are long in hospital, they say, no, I just turned grey overnight. It's just because of the long illness or the long stay in hospital. The hair's grown out now and they used to tint it before to cover the grey and so on. Yeah. And then the other myth that I know of is when they say, if you pull out one grey hair, two will
grow. Oh, yeah, yes. I was about to ask you that about that one. Yeah.
Now, how true is that one, actually? Let's discuss that one.
Yeah, what happens is that if you pull, you cause damage at the root level, which is the papilla.
Mm-hmm.
So you damage the papilla, so it splits in two, and then two hairs grow, but it won't be, the diameter won't be as strong as the one that you've had before. Mm-hmm. So two finer hairs now starts to grow out.
So this is a more of a medical thing.
Yeah. So that is what happens, in fact. And it's not because you pull one now. Because, you know, you go gray in the 30s, when you're in the 50s, maybe mm-hmm. you're 50% gray. And after that, it just go more gray, yeah.
Wow, quite interesting. So we all agree that when you have gray hair at a young age, you're not going to be rich, because I'm a case study.
Okay. No, I'm sorry for you, man, that it didn't come to fruition. Maybe you must play the lotto, Polani.
I need to. Alma, I need to.
Then you share with all of us.
Definitely.
Alma, wow. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. Your contact details, should there be anybody who is looking to get further information?
Yes, do I have to give it?
Yeah, you can. You may.
Okay, they can just WhatsApp me on 082-855-681.
Lovely.
Or alma@trichology.co.za.
Alma, thank you so much for joining us. Please do have
thank you. It was nice talking to you. All the best. Bye.
Cheers, Alma.
Wow, Alma just broke it down quite simply. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah, no. Well spoken. Well informed.
Taking away from our world.
I'm telling you. I want this money.
Yeah. Tell you what, we can safely say once again on a Thursday morning that myth was
busted.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. To listen to more shows, tune in to 88.1 or live stream us on vowfm.co.za.